Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
I was getting texts about Braveheart. Have you seen that?
Now I got to take the L.
You haven't seen Braveheart?
I should not.
Hoff, have you?
Yeah, once in high school.
Whoa. Now you guys are... I understand and respect the greatness of Die Hard and some of those other ones. Braveheart. I'm shocked you haven't seen it.
Everybody that says that is their exact response.
It is...
I know.
A great... Great, great movie.
I've seen more memes of Braveheart than I've seen actual movie of Braveheart. I don't know how that would escape. I have no idea. I know.
And I'm shocked at you, who try to, you know, knock me and put me on suspension because I didn't watch all the diehards. It kill me.
Yes.
But you haven't you haven't even seen Braveheart?
No, I did. I saw it in high school.
And
legitimately, like, we watched it in high school rather than, like, you know, do homework.
But it sounds to me like you didn't see it because you're not like, oh, that was a great movie.
Yeah, it didn't click as well as some other movies.
Wow.
Dude,
come on. That's a different
level.
It's
like the Lord of the Rings for action movies.
No, not at all. And by the way, Lord of the Rings, whatever. I don't even remember if I've seen
it. I can't stand that stuff.
Star Wars, yes. Harry Potter, yes.
No.
Lord of the Rings. You don't get Harry Potter?
Ugh.
Those are great movies.
Ugh.
Hoff, you
not
on Harry Potter?
No.
Wow.
I saw the books, too.
I know. What are you, crazy?
You saw the movie.
Hunger
You're pretty
Games.
Enthused about the movie.
Hunger Games, I used to love that.
Hunger Games, great. Yeah, I read, but I'm still talking about read the books. I read, I think, 2.5. I couldn't get through the third one. But the movies are great. Books were even better from what I read from it.
Mm-hmm.
But, dude, Braveheart.
Yeah, that's a rough one. That's a bad look for us, Hoff, honestly.
Oh, forget him. He saw it and he didn't like it.
Yeah, well, I'm just not into the war stuff. Like, to me, they're just a little bit flat. That's what it's about.
No, it's more than that, man.
Him running around in a skirt all day?
It's like a rising up of civilization, right? Pretty much.
It's him just being a beast beyond comprehension. Anyway, I got to have that on the list. The other thing I was going to say is we were out there at Fanatics Fest, right? And it was great to meet everybody, take pictures and sign stuff, whatever. There was only one person that I denied signing something for. And I ended up signing something for him, but like I'm assuming you didn't deny anybody, right?
No, I mean, like when you say deny, literally say,
I will not sign that.
Oh, you will not sign that?
Yeah, but I signed something else for him and told him why.
Yeah, I didn't say I signed anything. I'm not going to...
Take a guess what it is, Hoff. Yeah.
It's you as Doink the Clown.
No. That had nothing to do with me.
We would have signed that. He would have signed. He would have had fun with that. It's got to be some sort of Yankee Met thing. No.
It had nothing to do with me personally.
Mike Francesa picture.
No. All right, I'll just tell you because you guys are horrible.
Well, I mean, it's also a pretty broad landscape to guess on.
No, understood. But
I figured we'd start with sports. It's a sports show.
There is a tie-in here.
Okay.
A Mets jersey. A Lindor. It wasn't even a blank jersey. It was a Mets Lindor jersey. And it's Sal, would you sign us? I'm like, dude, you don't want me ruining that jersey. I am not signing that and ruining your Lindor job. I'll sign this picture. I'll sign whatever else you want. I don't want to do it. He's like, oh, no. And he really did. I think he just wanted me to sign something. So I refused to sign the jersey because I knew that my marking on that jersey is going to ruin that thing. Like, I love that you support us, whatever. I'll sign whatever else you want. I'm not signing a Francisco Lindor jersey.
Weak.
Right?
Weak.
On me or?
You.
Are you serious?
Yeah, you thought it, you overthought it. Weak.
Dude, the reason why I bring this up is Loogie
was
seen signing a Mets jersey for somebody. Why would you do that?
I'm going to tell you why. So, in the moment, it probably, I know what you mean, like, why devalue, it's very humble. Like, why devalue
I'm
it?
I'm not signing a Francisco Lindor jersey. There's no point.
Guy's probably a massive fan of the, how old?
About teens, I'd say.
Oh, young.
14-ish, yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay, you didn't tell me that. That's different. That's different.
So I'm trying to show him.
I think now I'm going to take back what I said, retract that, and say that you did the right thing.
Okay.
If it was like a 40 or a 50-year-old man or
and
a woman,
knew what it was getting.
Well, because then I'm like, all right, they've been connected with WFAN forever. Maybe he's got a man cave. That would be like, imagine, you know, you going to.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Do a fan fest and with a Al Leiter jersey, whatever, any jersey you want, Hubie Brooks, I don't know, Gary Carter, and asking Schmooze or Joe or anybody from that era, Mike and Chris is too obvious, and them saying no, like maybe that would have been very meaningful for you to have, like,
or
especially when it was the home of the Mets.
If he had, let's say, somebody else on there, if somebody else signed it, then no problem. Mm-hmm. It was. I just think he just wanted to like either take a pick and hang out and get something signed.
I don't know. He was 14.
Didn't have anything better.
Good instincts, right there.
You know what I'm saying?
Because when you're 14, you're a little overwhelmed. You don't communicate. You're not thinking clearly. But by the way, Sal, not everybody is in the business of turning jerseys into money.
I get
it. So maybe he just wants to rock it to watch the Mets at Citi Field and. You know, SNY, Mets, connection, Sal's there.
I get it.
You know, I mean,
maybe
he just likes you for some reason.
I asked him 5 times. I'm like, you sure? Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I'm like, you sure? He's like, yeah. And I was like, how about I'll give you a sign a card instead. And then I just said, yeah. So obviously I'm not in the business of turning anybody down. I would never do that.
I'll go
to your house before I would sign that.
He'll invite himself over. Yeah, hey, can I sign something for you?
I was trying to do him a favor.
I think you did the right. I think that's a good, noble gesture. Now I see why you did it.
Especially after Loogie just going there, signing like Mets jerseys, like I don't know, dude. We shouldn't be signing if it were a blank jersey, different story. A specific Mets jersey.
Well, I also would not start creating rules by saying what we should do.
Yeah, I'll do whatever. Anybody
well, no, I'm saying, like, think about this. Like, so that's something you're gonna live by. That's a guideline, but. Loogie shouldn't be beholden to it.
He can do whatever he wants.
Yeah, exactly. You're saying we.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think he made a mistake by doing
you
that.
You do.
I wouldn't ruin somebody's jersey. Loogie ruined that guy's jersey writing his name on it. Sign a card for him. Sign something else for him.
Positive Tommy. He's tweets now. They're coming a little hollow after this losing streak.
Have you ever signed like a Tiki Barber jersey or a Boomer jersey?
Have I or would I?
Anybody ask you for that?
No. No, I don't think so along the way.
It's not out of the realm of possibility. We work at the station.
Yeah, I got you.
When you feel weird signing somebody else's jersey?
I think, you know, unless it was like something that was like, you know, going to make me look bad or my family look bad. Like, I don't think I would give it that much thought. Again, since the kid was 14, good job. But like if somebody sticks something in front of me and it's like not like X-rated or something that's going to just look bad on us. I'll sign it.
I'll sign that before I ruin you. I don't want to ruin your Met jersey. All right, BT and Sal, the fan, 888-808-1019, the number to call. By the way, Hurley is checking in. Big Hurls.
I heard my phone going off. Yep. What's he saying?
He's getting on you for the...
Get on me?
For Braveheart. Yeah, how can you not watch Braveheart?
Well, what about all those shows you didn't see? He didn't get on you. Wait, was he not listening?
Maybe. I mean, I don't know.
Selective listening down the hallway there, big girls, huh?
I didn't see Die Hard 2, 3,
hey,
4.
I admit it. I take the L, but I don't know how I have. I should get crushed.
But, by the way, did Braveheart win Best Pick? We're talking about like Best Pick, not just like some dude movie that you guys are talking about with Die Hard. Anyway, Bill is calling from Iceland. What's up, Bill?
Hey, how are you?
How are you?
So I'm watching the Met game with my son last night, and Peterson's pitching to Schwarber, and he gets the ball, the throwback from the catcher, and he steps off the mound, and he kind of stretches out his leg and his hip a little bit.
His hip, yeah, they were talking about that, yep.
Okay, my son jumped on it right away, and he said he's hurt, he's got to come out. Next pitch, home run, and then he was getting drilled after that.
Uh-huh.
So we're both thinking that Peterson's hurt and he's going to miss a turn at least.
Well, geez, I mean, now everything's falling wrong for the Mets. I don't think so. I know Mendoza was asked about that in the post game, and the way he just brushed it aside and dismissed it, like immediately, he's like, "Nah, he's good, he's fine." Next, like there wasn't even a follow up, so I wouldn't place a whole lot of emphasis on it. Now they did mention it. I don't think it's a huge deal, but you know, they were in a little bit of a bad luck rut. So
yeah,
hoping there's not more bad news coming.
I don't know if he's hurt or not. I would not use that as an excuse last night. And if he is, we'll find out whether it's today, tomorrow, whatever it may be. That can't happen. Mets desperately need him. By the way, Braveheart did win Best Pick. We're talking about Best Pick
95.
Yeah.
Okay.
Talking about, which is crazy to think, you know, 30 years ago now. I can't believe that movie's 30 years old. I'm due for a rewatch. I have not seen it.
It also won Best Sound Effects Editing.
Really?
Man, who cares about that? Oh. What did Die Hard win? All right, BT and Sal on the fan, 888-8.
And I actually answered like I'm intrigued. Who cares, dude?
Really?
I know. I don't know why that struck me as interesting. It was anything but.
Really? All right.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.